Things are a-shaking big time as we move into new portals and new gateways of consciousness. The entire collective of humanity is making a shift that they are not conscious about. You, however, because you are listening to this, have some conscious awareness that something is going on. A lot of your old world is going to be shaken, and as it's shaken, things will float to the top. And as they float to the top, they are for you to be seen. Decide what you are going to do, because now is a time of choice. As we move in through these new gateways of consciousness, we move into new levels of consciousness. And these new levels of consciousness require that choice is the way of being. Your way of being unconscious is going to be shaken up. Old patterns, old ways, old behaviors, even old relationships. Take a look at the types of people that you are relating to or interacting with. Do they resemble the new consciousness that you are heading toward, or are they the old and familiar that are allowing you to hold on to your past and old, comfortable ways of being? The familiar feelings that allow you to believe you are who you think you are. This new consciousness is going to shake all that to the core for most all of you. You are going to discover that you are not who you always thought you were, nor is the world what you exactly thought it was. Your perceptions will begin to change. Your sight will change, meaning that you will have greater insights, maybe even what some will call psychic insights, into the way things are and people are acting. Most of all, deeper insights to yourself. Listen carefully to the words of others. Listen to what others are describing to you that they are feeling. This will reflect to you what you need to look at or what is coming to the surface to be revealed and changed for you. Do not judge what others say or what they do, but observe how they are providing you with insights to yourself. This time of change is the time of choice. On one level, you don't have a choice, because you are moving forward and you, at your soul level, have decided to be here at this time. So, moving forward is not an option, it is a destiny. The thing that changes here is for most of you, there will be questioning of your identity. Who am I? In a different way. Who am I supposed to be? What do I like? What do I want to do with my life? All these are reasonable questions. These questions at this time are not the old human patterning questions when you are trying to discover your identity, but they are questions that are stemming from your heart, from your soul, from your inner being, that are saying, what have I come to earth to be and experience? And as I finish up all of my required courses, what do I want to do as a creator? And how do I want to do that? For the most part, you may not know or have any idea. But most importantly, it is about the question. Allow the question. Do not resist the question. Do not think that you have to have an immediate answer. But know that this questioning is coming from deep inside you. It is your calling. It is, in a way, your destiny. The destiny of self-realization and being connected to your higher aspects, what some might call your soul or spirit. This is a very huge step for many of you, and it is a very important step. The timing is appropriate. At this time, there is the question, am I my old identity? And if I am not, who am I? Within that also comes the question, as I am living on this earth, in this dimension, at this time, how do I want to be here, and how do I want to experience it? These become choices, and these choices seem to be difficult at this time. If you are experiencing this, understand that they are difficult only because you are still not through the gateway of this change. These choices are simply the questions right now. Be patient and allow. The answers will come. You are still in a bit of an incubation period, and the birthing of the new you at this next level has not yet completed. When this birthing does complete itself, you will begin to find an inner movement, what some used to call passion, but a different kind of passion. This level of passion does not come from your human, it comes from your soul. You will begin to feel the urge to do something, yet you don't know what it is. Then you will be relaxed and find that nothing interests you and you have no desires whatsoever. This is all perfectly normal and part of the process. This too will change. Be patient and just learn to be in the now. Each and every moment is given your full, undivided experience. This will allow you to be more centered and clearer when the time arrives that the passion of the soul will begin to develop and blossom, which will change your life again in yet another way. You are in a process of transfiguration. Prior to this, we have spoken of morphing. The morphing is the body itself changing in frequency and the way it actually operates. Its makeup is changing, yet will take years for science to even discover that this exists. You will move beyond the morphing into what we will call transfiguration. Again, be patient and be in the present now as much as possible. Time is disappearing. Time is becoming irrelevant. This is what happens when you are in the here and now. That here and now allows you to exist in multiple realities simultaneously while having and remembering the experiences of all. This remembering may take some time for your human to experience, and maybe you will never experience in your conscious human awareness. This is perfectly fine, but this is the coming together of you at all levels. It is the merging of all of your aspects that have ever been and ever will be into the present now. While this is merging with your I Am presence, and all identities will fade away, yet you will know who who you are identified as in any given reality that you may exist. Now let us end this audio on this note. We want to define for you transfiguration. Transfiguration is a change in form or appearance, a metamorphosis, an exalting, glorifying, spiritual change. Know that this is what you are doing. This which has never been done before, at this level, in these forms. Congratulations on being here and making these changes.